Wow, it's been a while since I got on here. I can't remember the time I actually sat on here and just went on a podcast and just talked. Anyway, as you can probably tell, my voice is tired. I did a couple retakes for a video just a few minutes ago. I recorded two, and I'm probably only going to release one of them because it's probably just going to be that one. I'm not sure how, or if I feel like doing the, you know, releasing another one because I'm not sure how I'm going to edit that. Because I got to find out how some way to put visuals there, but you know me, I'm the type of guy who doesn't, you know, show my face on there, so it's gonna have to be dependent on visuals. So anyway, ignore all that part right there. So I'm getting back into the grind. I'm trying to, you know, start my life back up again. I hope that I can actually get it all done. It's been a good bit since I actually made a video. Like, the video I just released not too long ago, my thoughts on anime in 2021, that was recorded about a month ago, and it took me forever to finally get around to editing it, because, you know, I still had schoolwork and shit to go on, so didn't exactly, you know, work on my voice in any time soon, and I did get sick, so that dragged it out even more. So needless to say, my voice wasn't exactly in peak top condition, so I'm really out of practice right now. I'm not as articulate as I started to become, because I became better at, you know, talking, and then I stopped, and I barely talked, because, you know, school, online classes, and I'm over there, you know, just doing work, there's not really any need to talk, and I don't really have any friends, so, so it's, my voice is really out of, my voice is really out of, you know what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I gotta get myself back into that condition, so I gotta start, you know, strengthening the vocal cords, you know, getting those things working again, doing my daily warm-ups with my voice, and hopefully getting around to that. So, I don't really know what I want to talk about here. There's no real topic on here. There may be one down the road while I'm still just mumbling and jumbling on a pound here. But yeah. So, maybe I should talk about Black Clover. And how I feel like it gets overhated, if that makes any sense. Okay, so, let me just, you know, talk this over from, like, day one and move over all the way to the current part. Okay, so, jolly old me, new to the anime community, new to new scene, I was like, wow, these are some good animes. I watched pretty much all the mainstream ones. It was One Punch Man, My Hero, and then moved over to Attack on Titan. I still don't know why Attack on Titan was one of my first ones, because although it was mainstream, it's probably not something a 13-year-old or 14-year-old should be watching. But hey, times have changed, and now we got like 14-year-olds plotting murders right now, so I mean, days are not the same as they used to be. So I was new. I was, you know, watching all the mainstream ones. I'm gonna be honest with you. I watched Tokyo Ghoul. I honestly liked it all the way up to Tokyo Ghoul, Tokyo season, you know, the season two of it. I watched the I watched, you know, the other parts of it. I actually liked it. I really enjoyed what I was watching, but I didn't quite follow or understand what was going on too much in the but I still liked it. And, you know, that wasn't until I, you know, read the manga, and I got all the manga volumes, and I'm like, wow, Perrier really messed this up, and yeah. So, still waiting on that new Tokyo Ghoul remake, with, you know, obviously bring back my boy TK, and, yeah. Anyway, what was I even talking about again? I totally went off tangent. Yes, I was talking about Black Clover. And so, we move on to my days of finding out shonen, like, long-running shonens. And I think my first long-running shonen was probably Fairy Tail. I watched Fairy Tail up until like episode 130, 140, something like that. It was after that 7-year time skip. I think it was 7 years. And when I got to that, I'm like, okay. And it just came to the part where I'm like, okay, I don't like watching this no more. So, you know, obviously I dropped Fairy Tail. And then I was watching Black Clover. I watched episode 1 of Black Clover and I was like, wow, this is honestly pretty interesting. I like this. And then, you know, I just continued watching it on and on. Like, I started watching it during the summertime and mainly during the winter. Like, winter anime was probably when I started picking up actual anime. But I was watching it throughout the summer and I got a good bit through it. I didn't really know what a long-running shonen was, to be honest with you. So, yeah, there was, like, mixed understandings right there. I thought it was in season parts. Because I had just finished the 51 episode and I was like, okay, so there's going to be second season, and I'm like, okay, I'll wait for that, I'll wait for that. And next thing you know, another episode gets released, and I'm like, what? And keep in mind, I was new to watching anime, so of course your boy was watching it in dub. Don't risk me for that, I'm sorry, but I was watching it in dub, and yes, I did enjoy it. I watched it in dub. Yeah, it got to the point where I realized that the sub was like about a good 10-15 episodes ahead, so I was like, I'm bored, and you know, it's like a school night, and I'm like, I'm trying to watch something, so I went ahead and watched it in sub, and yeah, I enjoyed it. It was during the elf arc, I'm not sure when it was, but yeah, it was somewhere in the elf arc. I really was enjoying what I was watching, so I guess what I was trying to get out here is that I really did enjoy Black Clover, and by did, I mean I still do enjoy Black Clover. I watch it every Tuesday, which won't be every Tuesday anymore, because as you may have known, it's coming to an end. I don't believe it's the final end. It may get announced as a seasonal anime, or it's just probably going to be taking a break. But I doubt that they would throw out one of their biggest animes that's like, it's like literally big in all a bunch of countries. And it's really big in Netflix Japan. And Crunchyroll's, I think it's the top anime of Crunchyroll's. So I'm pretty sure they won't throw out a big franchise like that. So I'm guessing it's going to get a sequel series to it. But I'm not sure, so don't quote me on anything I say. But I do not believe it's going to be the final end. And now let's get to the part of what I was actually trying to talk about. When we take a look into Black Clover, it's pretty much known for being hated on for the bad animation. And obviously it's because of Studio Pierrot, and everybody just likes taking a dig on it at Twitter, because you probably can't go one Tuesday without seeing some Black Clover slander. Whether it be for the manga, for the low sales, which is not low, it's like, selling 100,000 copies is not low at all. It's just that when you compare it to all these big names such as Attack on Titan, the new upcoming Jujutsu Kaisen that's like big, or like just blowing up, Demon Slayer, One Piece. When you compare it to all that, it seems like less, but in reality, it's not even that bad. Like the manga sales are not bad enough for it to cancel. And people just slander it for clout on Twitter, and not understandable, but yeah, I just won't feed into your attention, I guess. But for the people that's actually criticizing it, you know, pointing out stuff like what they don't like they, you know, obviously state out that, you know, the voice acting from like the first couple episodes are horrible. And I'm like, yeah, I do agree with that. You don't like him yelling. So that's good. That's your personal opinion. And you're being honest about that. And you're not trying to shit on it. You're actually giving a valid fact. So that's like what I'm okay with on Twitter. I'm okay with people, you know, pointing out the bad parts and hating it for that. But if they start hating it like over the top, like saying that they wish that Tabitha's kids were like die or something, like I did see on there. And I don't care if it's a troll account or anything, that's like a horrible thing to even be joking about. But you know, you can't control what people say. It's the internet, you can't always censor every single thing. And I'm glad that Tabitha does not have a Twitter account, because that would just be wild. Anyway, yeah, Black Clover, it's a really decent anime. Like, people always want to make fun of people that enjoy something that they like. But Black Clover is, I get that everybody hates it because of the animation for it. They complain about the yelling, but in the recent episodes, there's barely any Aussie yelling. The animation has improved drastically. It's not as bad as it used to be. And it's not even a staff member's fault. It's really just a horrible scheduling of Pierrot. So they just need a new layout, a new scheduling, and I guarantee they can make Black Clover, like, really big. I mean, like, it's already big. But I mean, like, they can improve the quality if the production increases. And, you know, obviously that's going to be playing a major part into it. So I hope that that's going to be one of the main reasons why it's coming to a, you know, quote-unquote end. So yeah, it doesn't, in my opinion, Black Clover does not deserve the hate it gets. Like, you can make some jokes about the animation, you know, call it some MS Paint stuff like, you know, Vic does. And I'm okay with that. It's all jokes at the end of the day. But if you take it too far and you start insulting it, to like so bad that you hope it gets canceled or something, or you're making fun of somebody else for enjoying an anime or manga, that's not okay. You shouldn't be doing that, because you wouldn't like if somebody were to insult your, you know, taste or opinion on something. I mean, unless it's like some shit ass lowly shit. I mean, like, of course I'm gonna be making fun of you on like on a daily. So yeah, it really just depends on stuff. But Black Clover, it doesn't cause any reason or hate for you to be hating on it. And I know I might be sounding biased, but this applies for pretty much any series. Like, you can hate something if you don't like it. Just don't go harassing somebody else for their opinion. And it would just be okay if that's how it worked. If we could all be honest about every single thing. Give our opinion, you give your opinion. If you don't like it, you don't have to, you know, harass anybody for it. You just have to come to a reasonable agreement. And hopefully that that person doesn't get mad over you not liking it, because you see way too much of that stuff on Twitter. So I've been kind of slacking off of Twitter because I'm not trying to get involved in all this, you know, drama stuff. And so that's why I barely been posting on Twitter. I barely tweet. The only time I tweet is whenever I see an anime episode and I'm like, wow, that's good. I post a cool little screenshot on there, or, you know, for the manga. And I just go off on there and I'm like, yeah, that's good. So anime is like a real good rabbit hole to diverge into, because in there you get to see so many different things. There's so many different genres out there. And there's going to always be something to appeal to one's taste. I mean, unless you're just, you know, ignorant about it and you're like, why would I watch some kids' cartoons? And I get it. You just do whatever fits you. I'm not going to insult you, or hopefully nobody else does. Anyway, I don't even know what I was trying to get to this point here. I don't even know what I was saying, but hey, I'm just trying to make a podcast episode and, you know, get some content out there because I have really been slacking. I think it's good for like a mental, you know, debrief, because obviously I've been doing a lot of my schoolwork, and it's been like day and night. Wake up at 5 a.m., catch up on whatever I missed the last day, and then, you know, go to my classes, and then after there, you know, just chill. Like right now, I'm in my chill period, and then, you know, later I'm gonna, you know, just go right back to doing some work until probably 11 at, like at night, and it's just gonna get stressful. So I want to put more content out there. I want to make more videos. I want to start doing more podcasts. It's just that I don't have the time for it. Like right now, I'm just, you know, trying to debrief. So that's why I'm just, you know, making a podcast. And hopefully it's going to, you know, make me feel a little bit good. I don't know. Yeah, I got a new mic, dynamic microphone. So hopefully this blocks out a lot of sounds, because if you didn't know, I live in a city. So, we're not technically in the city, but, you know, near a lot of traffic. So there's lots of noise that's like getting, you know, just everywhere. And obviously I haven't treated my room, but there's a good bit of stuff in there, so it works as some isolation. But I don't know if it's gonna, you know, 100% block out every single sound. So my first mistake was buying a condenser microphone, and so I was like, okay, yeah, let's forget about this microphone. And I got myself a dynamic one, and yeah, I think it works out pretty good. It does its job, and it blocks out a lot of background noise, and it's really helpful when you're trying to make a podcast, especially when you're doing one over on Discord, because it's a group podcast, and you don't want to have to constantly mute your mic every single time. Okay, let me, you know, be a little honest here. On the Collab podcast, or Behind the Frames one, the reason I barely do anything or barely talk or barely say anything on there is because there's a lot of traffic. Normally during times when we go to record, there's lots of, you know, trucks passing by, and it makes too much noise. So I constantly have to have my mic on mute. And so when I have my mic on mute, you know, obviously I can't say things when I want to. Because if I feel like saying something and there's a truck coming by, I have to mute. And that's why I'm ended up being so quiet on there. But no, I think I'm a bit more understanding of everything. I know about my gain adjustments, my volumes and stuff, so I know what to do, and I know how to adjust everything to make it sound decent and good, while also filtering out a lot of background noise. But anyway, that's like off tangent again. I keep going off of this. Anyway, yeah, I'm glad I got my thoughts out on the, you know, Black Clover, because I feel like it gets overhated, like to the point where it's not even a joke anymore, because most people, you know, they hate on it as a joke, you know, call MS Paint fights, and that's cool and all. I like that. That's cool. You just tell some jokes, and that's fine. And even if you do hate it genuinely and you don't like it, as long as you don't go out of your way to harass any staff members and the creator themselves, and you're good. Just, yeah, that's all I really want. Because it applies to, you know, other manga stuff, because, you know, My Hero Academia. Recently, they just bullied a man off of Twitter because of his translation stuff. And I was like, wow. My Hero Academia definitely has to have one of the worst fan bases out there. But I know they're just a good and bad section. Like, I'm not going to generalize and call it a whole entire fan base bad, but it's definitely like a good and bad section, and there's like a good bit in the bad section. I hope that doesn't like turn anybody off of, you know, actually enjoying the manga or watching the anime, because it's good. It's just that the fan base is, some of it's kind of shitty. But yeah, you know, you can't always filter out the bad stuff. And I noticed that the My Hero Academia fanbase is kind of a unique one. Like, very unique. Anyway, to off to like Attack on Titan stuff, it's the fan base is kind of getting a little bit too riled up over there, and I'm like, okay, you guys probably need to calm down, because they expect everything to be like some high quality top tier thing, which I guess that's understandable, because you have one of the biggest animes, you have a big manga, and yeah, Attack on Titan is like mainstream, and it pulls in the numbers, and you can, with all those people that's on the general public, you know, watching it and being like, yeah, this is cool. Like, even people that's not in the anime, they still watch Attack on Titan. Yeah, I guess that a lot of people that don't understand animation or understand that it actually takes time and there's actual stuff that goes into it. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, like such as the industry and overworking of the staffs. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, just getting all bad, even the scheduling and stuff. So a lot of people don't understand, you know, general knowledge of behind the anime scenes. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes involved. Like, there's a lot of his stuff isn't even in-house. A lot of it's just outsourced by, you know, freelancers and stuff. So no contract basis, you know, workers not getting paid good enough, and they genuinely don't even have to work hard to make it look good at all. Like, there's no need for sakuga or anything. So, I mean, you should be glad that they're at least thrown in that. So, anyway, like, I noticed that a lot of people, you know, talk about Attack on Titan as if it's like, has some bad animation, some bad CGI, and I'm like, okay, so this must be like a bad season. MAPPA must have, you know, shit, I don't even want to curse on this, but, you know, they must have fucked it up. And I'm like, okay, so might as well go check that out. I check it out, and I really don't see anything wrong with it. Like, there was a couple of scenes of the CGI for the Titans, like the monkey. Yeah, monkey's monkey. Anyway, on a real note, I think that one of the major flaws that I noticed was in the Warhammer fight. Eren's Titan looked like a video game character. That's pretty much the only thing I have to say about that. It looked like a straight up video game character. I cannot deny that fact. That looked kind of weird. But that was only like for the first half of it. And then, you know, the last part, it got real good. So I'm okay with that. Because you can honestly tell when a staff is trying their hardest to make something good, rather than a lazy staff that, you know, just produces some shit-ass stuff. Oh my gosh, X-Arm just came to mind. Okay, I want to talk about that one too. I was planning a video for that, but might as well just talk about it on a podcast, because I do not plan on looking through any more X-Arm footage, any more of those episodes, because, no, that shit is not it. Yeah, Attack on Titan, I'm thankful for the staff of MAPPA, and I understand that they're getting really overworked, so I appreciate that they're even going through with this stuff, even though they genuinely don't have to. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about X-Arm. Oh boy, where do I even begin with this one? Okay. So, I was, you know, just sitting around, and I was, you know, I have a shitpost account on YouTube. Not gonna say the name of it, because I don't want to be known for that one. And, you know, that one's, like, blown up, but I still don't like the stuff that I post on there, because I don't want people to be like, oh, you made that? And I'm like, yeah, so I made a shitpost for X-Arm. Well, not shitpost technically, but it's like X-Arm being kind of bad for, you know, X number of minutes. And I made that, and I had to watch it through the whole way out. And as I was watching it, I was like, I did not think it was possible for them to greenlight a show so bad. Like, people call Black Clover animation bad, but this is like something different. Like, they can't even decide if they want to make the character 2D or 3D. Like, what the heck? It's just, it's so confusing at times. Okay, I watched the first episode. Throughout the whole entire walkthrough part, I was like, okay, I see this. And then the whole entire scene is just so weird, because it starts off with him sitting at school. His friends come over, show him something on their phone. I don't even want to look back to, so don't fact check me on that or whatever. I don't even want to look back at the episode to confirm. And he goes, and there's just this weird spiral effect. And him just going, and then next thing you know, there's some, you know, janky music playing, and he's over there flipping some rice in a pan that's like almost half his body size. And I'm like, yo, what in the? And I'm like, okay, maybe it's just, you know, bad little start. And I'm like, it's probably gonna get better. And then his brother comes over. I'm assuming it's his brother, because I had to read the manga to actually understand what the hell was going on. And so his brother comes over, and oh yeah, the anime did the manga dirty. The manga is way better. The anime just did it pure dirty. Anyway, the brother came over, and Mans was in 2D. And it's this man was in 3D. And I was like, what? How does this make sense? And the funny thing about it is the 2D actually looked way better than the 3D did. So I'm just going to take a wild guess and say that it would have been 1,000 times better if they would have just, you know, stick to 2D rather than trying to go to 3D, because 3D takes the rendering and it's just like bad. Like there was this fight scene where, you know, I don't think you guys care about getting spoiled for X-Arm because, you know, it's X-Arm. And so, yeah, there was this scene where after he, you know, walked out of the store, he was just standing there watching some thugs, you know, just pulling on this girl's arm, being like, hey, come with us. And he was just thinking about what to do. And I was like, it's so awkward because he was just standing there just thinking, you know, like, oh, so I wonder what my brother would tell me to do on here. And I'm like, what's going on here? And, you know, she's over there yelling, help, stop, don't do this, please. And I'm like, man, just do something. And he just starts walking off. And then, you know, the background goes black. And I'm like, so what's going on here? And then he's like, just yells something. I forgot what it was, but he yells it. And he turns around to run back. And he just gets hit by a truck. And then right after that, boom, that was it. They just show some, you know, a little slow motion stuff. And I'm like, what about the girl? What's going to happen to the girl? You just showed us a girl who's about to get kidnapped. And then you just killed this man. And I'm like, what about the girl? Anyway, and then we just switch over to this fight scene. And he's just in a little nice teddy briefcase. We don't even know how he got in the briefcase. We don't know how he ended up there. We don't know how they got their hands on him. We don't even know why he's this so-called special thing that they called him. And I'm like, my gosh, I can already tell the plot's going to be bad. And it's just going to be so rushed and going to be gaps here and there. And then we go through it. And he just gets transferred into her body, basically this android girl. Well, before that, you know, there's this, you know, chunky behind, you know, fight scene. He gets transported into her body, basically. Don't know how. Future stuff, I guess. And he just, you know, just starts wobbling around. And it's just like, you've probably seen the GIF on Twitter. You've probably seen a video on Twitter. You've probably seen it somewhere on YouTube, somewhere on the internet. And he's just flopping around, you know, in front of this big bad guy who's literally about to kill everybody. He's just flopping around. And then I could tell that it wasn't going to make any sense. You know, I'm not going to go through a whole entire story. I'm just going to point out some stuff I saw. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't. And then, you know, basically the whole entire thing was bad. They switched from 3D to 2D in some scenes. And most of the scenes had like 2D by 3D. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me about this. Like, this is obviously the work by a new studio, new animators who never worked on any project before, with no experience, with no sensei behind anything. Like, there was no seasoned pro on there, I guarantee. And it really showed on there. And I'm like, I don't know why they greenlighted this one. I don't know why Crunchyroll, you know, decided to put this one out there and be like, it was going to be like the big competitor against all sci-fi anime when literally psychopaths exist. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what to say about this. I think that's pretty much all I have to say. But yeah, wait, hold up, one more thing. There was this one scene in there where there was literally like the worst CGI or motion blur or something. Like, it was so bad, I was legit getting sick from that shit. But yeah, enough of this X-Arm stuff. Yeah, I really don't know what to talk about. So, anybody got any? I'm on a podcast by myself, a solo podcast. Anyway, I don't really know the topic of this one. I guess it would be like anime topic, maybe? Like, let's talk Black Clover, let's talk My Hero, let's talk X-Arm, I don't know. But yeah, X-Arm has to be one of the worst things I've ever seen. Like, it was so bad that instead of actually enjoying what I was watching, I actually sat there and analyzed the whole thing and wrote a whole entire review for it. Like, if you don't believe me, I posted this on the Discord. Let me see if I can find it. Because I was just like, has to be one of the worst things I've ever seen. And you know, I'm not the type of guy to normally hate on something without seeing it. Because if everybody's hating on it, I'm not just going to jump on a bandwagon and be like, oh, it's bad. I got to check it out for myself and come to my own conclusion. And sometimes I'm sad and mad at the fact that I do that because I actually sat there and watched X-Arm. Anyway, it goes like this. The first 5 episodes were honestly pretty bad. It had a lot of inconsistencies in animation and switched from 3D to 2D a lot for no reason, with some 2D scenes looking as if it was a rough sketch and there was a lack of expression in the characters in scenes where it's obvious they would be shown. Like, for real, this girl was literally sitting or laying down on there screaming for help. Like, her life was about to be taken from her. And she was just looking so stern, and ain't no emotion in anybody's face there. And throughout the episodes, their mouths didn't even move whenever they were talking, and I'm like, bruh. Like, and it was just so chunky, and the fight scenes were just sloppy and bland. And it felt as if they were, like, static stick figures fighting, but without actual real choreography. And in one scene, the creature actually had so many lagging frames and merch motion blur, I just felt sick. Yeah, that's what I brought up. Yeah, there was that one bad scene that was just genuinely bad, and there's nothing that you could say to save that scene. Anyway, story-wise, it actually might have been something if done right. And I wrote this after I watched the anime. I went and checked out a couple chapters of the manga. And I gotta say, the manga was way more enjoyable. Like, not just because there's no shitty-ass CG animation in there. It was actually a good plot. Like, he actually had some background. Like, he actually was, you know, a tech guy who could fix just about anything. That's what they portrayed him as, and it really worked throughout the series, and everything just flowed together well. But this one, it was just like, hell no. Anyway, what I said is the plot just feels half-assed and really dragged out. Some scenes really don't make any sense and just look dumb. I don't see how they can redeem itself with the next couple episodes, so safe to say that this one is going to go down as, if not, one of the worst animes. And I rated it a 2, which is probably too high for its own good because that shit is horrible. And I really regret, you know, wasting my time on that. That was like a good 4 hours watch. Wait, was that 4 hours? 3 hours maybe? I don't know. I didn't keep track of it. I was just, you know, just in so much pain throughout the whole entire thing. I was like, please let this shit end. I don't want to see this no more. Anyway. Yeah, that was my thoughts on X-Arm. Generally a shit show that could have been better, but it didn't. And yeah, there's some animes that I do want to check out, like Mushoku Tensei. I don't even know if I said that right. Probably going to do a video on it because I did read the manga for it. And I do love the manga. Like, it's probably one of my favorite isekais. And I know it was like the light novel that boosted off, you know, isekai genre. So yeah, I will definitely check out the anime. And I know I will like it because I've seen clips of it, and the animation looks so clear. And to some people are saying, like, the water actually looks like water. And I'm like, say less. Anyway, yeah, I'm definitely going to check out that one. And, you know, I've also been really obsessed with Bang Dream. Like, I've been, like, on a Bang Dream craze and Bang Dream hype for a minute now. Like, it first started off as, you know, Vic being like, hey, you need to check out Bang Dream, like, because he recommended me good stuff. He recommended Cardinal Kyokai, and I'm like, he has the good stuff, so I might as well, you know, check this one out too. At first, I'm like, okay, I really don't watch stuff with, like, a girl as the main protagonist, much less girls basically as the whole cast. I thought it was just going to be, you know, something that I couldn't find any relatableness in there. And boy, I really did fall in love and started to obsess over, you know, everything. The music. It wasn't an actual music anime where the voice actors were actually the singers. They even do lives. Like, they do live shows, and I really do love watching live shows. We went on like a full binge for a couple of days, you know, just watching these lives at a certain time on Discord. And I'm like, yeah, this is amazing because the community and everything, even the game, I really loved everything behind it. So there was not one thing for me to hate. So yeah, Bang Dream, full review or full analysis, whatever you want to call it. That's definitely coming soon, so I definitely got to pick up the rewatch because I don't want to half-ass it. So yeah, expect that to be coming soon. I'm definitely going to be doing that. And yeah, Bang Dream video. Also, we're doing a collab podcast on Friday, and not sure when I'm getting this video out. This isn't even a video. This is a podcast. And believe it or not, this is actually a podcast, one that's not going to be, you know, less than 10 minutes. So yeah. Anyway, I do have a good bit of scripts on here. Like, one thing I really want to talk about is Donghua. You know, if you don't know about Donghua, it's basically Chinese animation. You know, basically anime, but, you know, Chinese. And I did find one good one that I really loved, but I'm not going to talk about that because that's going to be in a video. You're definitely going to make a video out of that. I definitely have some webtoons that I love reading, like Ominous Reader. There's The Boxer. There's Micro Hunter, I think. And there was this new one I picked up on. It was Jungle Juice, I think that's what it's called. So yeah, there's definitely a good bit of manhwa that I've been reading that's like legit good enough to make a video about. So expect a video from that coming, you know, not anytime soon, obviously, because it's going to take me forever. But I do have a video that's probably going to come out by next week. I'm not sure when I'm going to get to it, but it should be out by next week. I'm going to start picking up my grind a bit more. I'm going to start probably posting some episodes like podcasts, like weekly. So that way that there's at least some content out there. While I'm, you know, may stick to like a monthly schedule for my uploads for my actual videos, because those take long to do. And I don't technically have enough time, because with a podcast, I could just come on here, you know, just talk. No need for writing a script. No need to do any analysis or anything. It's just like, come on here, you know, just speak my mind for a couple minutes, maybe even an hour. I don't know how long this one's going to be. This one just crossed the 30-minute mark, but I might cut out some stuff because, you know, I have to. But I'm not sure how long this one's going to be, but it's definitely one of my longer podcasts and well-produced ones, because this one's actually has some production quality behind it, and it doesn't sound like shit because I actually know what I'm doing. And I actually do have some stuff to talk about, and it just feels way more better than, you know, just typing out one of these long behind rants that I normally do on Discord, because, you know, just way better in general. Anyway, there's definitely a lot of stuff I want to talk about. Like, definitely I want to make another Vocaloid video. I do have a script for that one. Like, my thoughts, you know, on Vocaloid, like, right now, after being, you know, in it. It's not exactly called My Thoughts on Vocaloid, but it's about Vocaloid. And I really do enjoy the genre, the music, and everything. Like, it just has, like, a major impact on my life. Like, I know a lot of people be like, oh, wow, this really impacted me. This really changed my life. But Vocaloid really did change my life. Yeah, I just have a lot of stuff I'm doing right now. And I do enjoy it. Maybe I might make a, you know, revenge manga video. Don't know. I may try to stay away from revenge stuff because I heard a lot of people don't like it. But the people that do it are kind of weird. Just kidding, you guys aren't weird. I know that you guys are still here. Yeah, I definitely was supposed to make a Euphoria in 10 minutes or less video. But I just do not have the motivation to watch any type of stuff like that. So I don't have like the, you know, urge to. I may or may not do that video. I don't know. But as of right now, I'm just not in the mood to, you know, do videos like that. Also, I'm trying to grow my channel. And I'm not trying to, you know, get it all taken away from me within a few minutes. Our seconds in that case. Yeah, I definitely have to do a Black Clover Rank Instinct, you know, character discussion. That's probably going to be a good video idea because, you know, won't have to write a script. Just have to go off pure memory. And I'm pretty much, you know, fresh on Black Clover. So I could do a full, you know, character discussion on it. So I may or may not do that one. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of videos I want to do. There's a lot of stuff I want to work on. And I just feel like it's probably the perfect time for me to start back doing it. Because I'm starting to, you know, get better, you know, with health overall. And, you know, my YouTube, I gotta find a good place where I'm at. Like, I try to upload a new video every, you know, every 2 weeks. But sometimes, you know, stuff comes up in life and you can't exactly stick to a schedule. So I'll try to at least get a video out within a month span of each. And I'm not gonna, you know, half-ass any of those videos. I'm definitely gonna put in effort to make those videos, you know, good. Not saying that they'll be the best, but they're definitely just gonna be, you know, good. So just expect, you know, videos like that. I definitely decided that I'm gonna own up to the, you know, the 5 minute or less, you know, thing for my channel, because it's like an ongoing thing that I've been doing that ends up happening unintentionally because I do not shoot for a 5 minute video. I definitely do want longer videos, but I don't want to, you know, just throw in a bunch of filler stuff and, you know, just ruin a good video because I want to make it longer. So I'm definitely going to own up to like the 5 minute or less thing. And that might just be my channel style. So I'm proud of that. But podcasts will not be 8 minutes anymore because that 8 minute podcast was not it. And not going to do that again. Anyway, I feel like I actually, you know, talk something on here. Honestly, I don't know how many people that's, you know, not within the community that I'm in right now that's going to see this or listen to this podcast because it's going to be kind of weird. So if you're new here for the first time and you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. And please don't hate on me too much. I'm still trying to get the hang of it. As of right now, I, you know, feel like I'm doing a good, decent, maybe, I don't know. Just please don't shit on me too bad, okay? That's as if you even made it this far. And if you didn't make this far, I am triple sorry that I have scared you away. You know, moving on to things that scare people away, redo a filler. That's really just my, you know, guilty pleasure. I was expecting for it to blow up out of proportion and be like one of the, you know, most hated. like, shitted on by the internet. But now that I think about it, that episode hasn't came out yet. Like, the episode that will definitely, you know, make this one, like, all over the Twitter feed, it has not come out yet. And even if people don't talk about it, I am worried about you guys. You guys shit on, like, staff members of an animation team. But when it comes to, like, something like Redo of Hiller, ain't nobody mad about that? I am genuinely worried about your guys' priorities. Like, you guys should be actually targeting the stuff that, you know, that should be targeted. Not saying that I'm preying on Redo of Hiller's downfall or anything. I'm just saying, like, you guys are counseling actual staff members rather than, you know, looking at this kind of stuff. But, you know, it is what it is at the end of the day. You still can't control, censor anything on the internet. And, yeah. Also, more Chimps on the Line video coming soon because I do love that anime. And that anime is something dear to my heart. So, expect a good one on that. Also, that one, moving on to my video stuff again. When I'm doing a character analysis video or, like, a full analysis review thing, like, for More Chimps on the Line, like I'm planning on doing, and for Bang Dream, like I'm going through, like, piece by piece, analyzing every little thing. You know, I'm walking you through, like, episode one all the way up to, like, the season three finale of something. It's definitely going to take time and a lot of thought that's going to be put into there. And especially when it comes to recording for the script, I have to have, like, a decent voice that day, because if my throat is, like, really hurting and I try to record, you know, for 20 minutes plus, maybe 40 minutes, because you never know how many retakes it's going to take for a video. So, yeah, I just hope that I can, you know, pull it off. And if I do pull it off correctly, the March Comes in Like a Line video and Bang Dream video will be two of my most well-produced videos. And, you know, there are animes, so it's going to be easier for, like, backgrounding visuals. So that means I can pay attention to more details that go on screen. So it's going to be way more interactive. And it's going to feel like you're not, you know, just sitting through a lecture. And these ones may be my first videos to actually cross the 10-minute mark. So I'm not really sure about that. Don't quote me on that. But they may be my videos that do, you know, take my channel off. And hopefully I become known as the character analysis guy, and that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I just really wanted to, you know, I really do love anime and manga. Like, anime and manga is just, you know, big things in my life. Also, while I'm at it, you know, on the little motivational speaker thing, if I can find it, I do this little thing while I'm, you know, when I'm in deep in thought and I start thinking a lot about stuff. And there's a lot of stuff on my mind and I really don't want to, you know, talk about it because it's, like, personal. So I just, you know, created this thing on my notes called Untitled Pieces of Life, where I basically just type out vents. And, you know, of course I could record one, but I feel like if I'm typing it, it's, like, way more personal for me because I'm actually, you know, having to put more expression into how I feel in text. Anyway, there was this one that I wrote, and it was, hold on, we're gonna take a little break here because I can't find it right now. Okay, I found it. This one is, what if you can't do the things that you want? And I don't know if I'm gonna read it out full out, but I would probably do that. It might get cut, but I don't know if I'm gonna cut it out. You know, last night it hit me. I love manga, anime, music, and a lot of other things. I loved them so much that I tried my hand in all of them. I tried drawing, but that stopped at a certain extent. Animation is a big no unless I can draw. And while I do love music, I can't sing nor play any instruments besides the drums and a recorder if that even counts. But no, this isn't a sob story. I realized that if I'm not capable of doing any things I love, well, I'm not capable of doing any of the things I love, why not just talk about them? I've always had a burning passion for these things, and throughout countless years of trying, I can't just come anywhere near where I want to be with them. At the very least, why not just talk about them, whether it be on my podcast or in a video? I mean, if anything, I can write. And I mean a lot. So instead of wallowing around and not being able to pursue my passions, why not just use that time to make a video about them, you know, to make people laugh, share my knowledge with them, and my opinion to top it off. At the end of the day, if I'm not capable of directly involving myself in these things, why not just find a path that will allow me to enjoy these while doing something else I love? And yeah, that's basically what I wrote. I'm not going to say the rest of it because that's, you know, for a video. But yeah, it definitely made me realize that if I'm not capable of doing anything I love, like, I do love music, I do love drawing, I do love all this stuff. I love animation. I love all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And I try drawing. You know, I'm not the best drawer. I'm not the best singer. I can't really play any instruments besides, you know, the drums. And so I'm like, wow, I want to do all these things, but I can't. So at the very least, why not just talk about them in a podcast like I'm doing right now? That way I can, you know, get my thoughts out there and feel involved in it in some matter. Although I'm not directly, I'm indirectly. So at the end of the day, I get something out of it. And I can, you know, use this as my little comfort zone. So yeah, hopefully that's a little message to you guys out there. If you can't do something, like you're trying to draw or you want to go to like the NFL or something, if you're not able to, you know, do your passion, find something that's like relatable to that passion where you can exert your, you know, love for it in another way. And I can't name anything that would do that because only you can find that. Because if I say anything, people will most likely try to go without what I'm saying. And it won't be your path and it won't be something that you love or your passion. So yeah, just try what you can. Wow, I don't even know. My voice is getting real tired if you can't tell. I've been sick for a good bit of days. Maybe a week or two. I hope that I do not have that thing that people have been, you know, getting. But I'm, you know, trying to stay safe out there. I do all my precautions and hopefully it all works out. Anyways, I hope that you guys stay... Nah, I'm not going to end it right now. Okay, honestly, you know, I used to collect a lot of manga. I used to, you know, be this basically hype beast when it comes to manga. I collected all the Tokyo Ghoul volumes. I got the Black Clover ones. I got... The Way of a Household Husband. I got Uzumaki. I started reading Fire Punch. I got the Persona 5 manga. I know that a lot of people like just play the game or something, but I tried anime and I did not like the anime. I haven't played the game yet, but maybe I will like it. But I read a manga and I really do love how it is all coming out. I love the art, storyline, and everything. It's all, you know, nice. So I do enjoy the Persona 5 manga. I read the short story. The short series, Black Torch, there's only 5 volumes out of them. It gives like a similar Bleach vibe to it. It just kind of makes me mad at how it was canceled or, you know, let off at, you know, volume 5. But at least it got to a conclusive ending. And the art was, you know, at its peak throughout the whole story. So that's the good thing that matters, is that it didn't take any dips in quality. Even though it kind of did have to, you know, get to its eventual end. Maybe because the sales weren't up or anything, but... Yeah, I think that people just really found out it about a little too late. Oh yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen manga over there. Let me tell you something about this Jujutsu Kaisen manga. This manga is selling like hotcakes out there. And I cannot tell you how hard it is to get a volume out of there without paying like a good $15 online. Like, if you go into stores, you can get this thing for like $5, $10. Online, it's like $15. I know it's not like a huge increase, but I would not be wanting to pay $15 for a manga. $10 to $12 minimum. That's my limit right there. I got volumes 1, 2, 3, 4. And, oh wait, that's a 7. I got volume 7. I couldn't get 5 or 6 because I could not find it anywhere. I tried it in the back. I tried asking them if they could politely go back there and see if they have volumes 5 and 6. And, you know, you can't really tell a worker to go back there and search for something and waste the time that they're, you know, ringing up another customer. So, yeah, kind of had to deal with that. Still waiting for it. Not gonna resort to online buying, because normally I would not mind, you know, putting out a couple extra dollars, although it like hurts me inside to, you know, to do that. Last time I tried ordering manga online, it came all bent and out of shape because it didn't come in a box. It came in one of those little envelope packages, whatever you call those little packaging things. And it was the Tokyo Ghoul volume 7. It was bent out of shape and I was just so mad about that. So I tried, you know, doing my little thing, you know, to fix it, because I wasn't about to, you know, go back and order another one, because why would I do that? I could have done a little refund thing and, you know, got a new one, but that would take too long, and I had other manga that I'm still waiting on, and yeah, it just got all out of shape and stuff. Like, it's way too much of a hassle to order something online for, like, manga-wise. For anything else, I guarantee it's probably way easier. But for manga, that's just a big no, because I like going, being able to go into the bookstore and physically look at the manga and choose which one I want to get, and, you know, check out the quality, make sure it's not, has any dents on it or anything, because I like keeping my stuff in good quality, nice, tidy and stuff. And if it's bent or like dented, I'm like really mad about that. And yeah, also the most worthless thing I've ever bought is that Death Note All-in-One Edition. I can't even hold that one without risking, you know, ripping that one in half. That's just, oh no. I don't think I added on to my collection since the last time I've been on here, other than The Way of a Household Husband, which is like a funny little one-shot chapter, I guess you could say. Yeah, it's just really enjoyable. Just read it if you're looking for some comedy. Don't read it for actual plot, because it doesn't really line up to each other. Like, one chapter doesn't lead to the next one. So, yeah. Magical War Apocalypse. I kind of love that series, and I wish I could find Volume 2 for it, but it's not in the bookstore. And I can't seem to find it anywhere online other than, you know, the retail stores or the retail site. And you know how I am about online stuff. I do not want to order any online stuff because I am not risking that shit coming, you know, bent out of place again. So, yeah, I don't really know how I'm going to get my hands on it. So unless, you know, somebody's like, hey, I got Volume 2 of that, and I can, you know, contact them and be like, hey, could you wrap that shit up in some bubble wrap, send it in a box and all and stuff? You know, I can't do that with actual retails. So I'm not going to risk it because I'm not trying to, you know, get another bent out of shape one. And don't want to have to go through the hassle of, you know, getting it replaced and getting another one sent and risking that one also being bent out of shape. So I think it's better to say that buy your manga in stores. Or at least, you know, where you can actually physically go and see it for yourself. Because you might end up getting some whacked out of shape one that's going to, you know, ruin your whole entire day. And be like, why am I collecting manga? Why? Yeah, so buy your manga in stores, kid. Physically copies only. Or, you know, just read it online, you know, off of those sites that, you know, like the pirates, you know, the pirates use on those sites. Yeah, definitely read it on the sites. But if you can, read official copies if you can, because they really support the creators and show your support to a series that you love if you don't want it to get canceled like Blue Torch, no, like Black Torch did. I did not mess up. I started thinking about Blue Exorcist because the main character really does look like Ren from Blue Exorcist. Anyway, I don't even know what I'm trying to... At this point, I'm just dragging out the inevitable end of this podcast. You know what? I really want to get this podcast to 1 hour, so I'm just going to bullshit my way up to 1 hour. Like, right now, if you... Like, right now, I'm going to go ahead and say it. This podcast is over with. I already talked about all the things I wanted to talk about. There's no more quality left in there. There's no more content. So, if you want to, you can leave right now, because there's not anything you're going to benefit from staying right now. Right now, there's no use in staying, because this podcast is technically over. So, I hope that you guys have a good day. You stay safe out there, and you accomplish whatever you set out to do. And yeah, see you guys next time. And if you excuse me right now, we're going to begin the bullshitting podcast where I get this one to 1 hour long so that way I can feel good about myself and have pride patted on my back and be like, yeah, I finally did do it. Okay, so what we're going to do in order to bullshit our way out here is we're going to be looking through my scripts of drafted ones. Actually, never mind. We actually do have something to talk about. There's actually something for me to talk about on here. Okay, so if you knew, or if you don't know, Tsuyoshida, the creator of Tokyo Ghoul, he's coming out with a new manga called Chojin X, or in other words, Superhuman X, but do not call it by his English name because that just sounds weird, so call it Chojin X. And recently, he's been fairly active on Twitter, and he's also been active on his YouTube account where he's been live streaming the drawings. And he was drawing this one panel of a fight scene. And I gotta say, he's moving this one at his own pace. He's not rushing it. So expect, like, peak Tsuyoshida art. And, yeah, man is, like, a literal god when it comes to artwork. And I can tell that this is gonna be, like, a big manga. It's not gonna be, like, you know, Demon Slayer big. But I can already tell that it's gonna hit, like, somewhat mainstream. That's what I can gather so far from what I've been seeing. Because, you know, the plot about it is obviously going to be either another seinen series, which definitely is going to appeal to people because Tokyo Ghoul did. And the main character, you know, he looks like he's going to start off weak and, you know, get strong, which is obviously like a, you know, I'm a sucker and people are, and other people are suckers too, like that kind of thing. So yeah, you can definitely tell that it has hit potential. And, you know, you have a renowned, you know, artist, mangaka, Tsuyoshida behind it. And yeah, this is going to be, like, expected to be big. And I'm expecting for it to be good, too. Because I am genuinely waiting for that. I don't know when it's going to get released, but yeah. Also, I did not expect for me to be doing a podcast for 1 hour long. I know it's not 1 hour, but almost 1 hour. I've sat here and actually talked for 1 hour for once. With actually something to talk about. This is going to be crazy. But honestly, I know it may seem like I'm kind of chill right now, but my throat is killing me right now, and it's hurting me to talk. And it's like almost 5 p.m., and I think I should really start, you know, getting started on my work, because if I don't, I'm going to be really far behind. But I did finish my classes for today before I got on here, so that's a good thing. But a bad thing is that my throat is going to be wearing out, so I might not be able to record for, you know, tomorrow, because I was planning on, you know, finishing a script tonight and recording tomorrow. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen. And I probably shouldn't be pushing my voice, because I have a podcast I'm doing with Vic on Friday. So I need to make sure that my voice isn't, you know, worn out by then. So I'm probably going to give my voice like a good break. I'm not going to record anything for until probably next week, because we're going to be doing a podcast. And it's Bang Dream related, so yeah, look out for that one. Honestly, obviously, I'm going to link it down below, because, you know, I got to get our collab one up there. And so, although my channel is not big, I got a nice little 30 subscribers, so I could at least promote out to a little bit of some people. And I'm going to post this on my, you know, podcast Spotify. It's going to be my first big podcast back that's not 8 minutes, but an hour. And I hope that it's going to be an hour, because, you know, I've been, you know, just talking my ass out for the past couple minutes. Like, please just get this one to an hour, man. Anyway, yeah, I've just really been enjoying it now. I guess I see what all content creators see in making content. Because when you're sitting here making content, you shouldn't be focusing on how many views you're going to get. You shouldn't be focusing on all this other stuff, or if you're going to get money, or if it's going to blow up or anything. You should be focusing on, is your viewers going to be entertained by this? Is your viewers going to get something out of this? Is this going to be good? Is this going to be something worth putting time and effort into? And I think that's when the best ideas come into play, because when you're not rushing yourself, or you're not trying to force something that's not there, obviously, you end up putting out your best work. Because if it's an ideal or something that comes genuinely from you and genuinely what you want to do, and it's like something you're passionate about, that's when you put out your best work out there. And that's what I think. So yeah, am I just sitting here bullshitting again? Probably, maybe not, I don't know. But am I actually, you know, speaking from the heart, you know, actually saying what I actually want to say? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, after this, I'm probably just gonna, you know, chill out for a few minutes and then begin on my work again, and then, you know, go to sleep, and then day repeat. So yeah, you guys, I hope that you guys really do stay safe out there. And for you people that's like, you know, sticking around with me, even though I'm like the most inconsistent uploader, the most, you know, I guess you could probably call lazy, you know, with, you know, just lacking content in general. Like, that doesn't seem like I put much effort into my stuff. Like, I put out a video every other month. Yeah, I know it seems like that, but they just thank you for sticking around, and I promise that once I do get more time on my hand, I will shoot for a shot to, you know, put out more stuff. I might start, you know, pre-recording stuff out there, so that way I could have, you know, something to work with. Like, one day I'll just set a day where I record, you know, a bunch of scripts that I've already had pre-written. You know, obviously when my voice is good, because I do not want it to be sounding tired as it is right now. But obviously whenever I'm at, you know, good condition. And that way that I, you know, have something to work with, you know, edit a video every other week, so that way you guys get something out of it, and I get to, you know, feel better about myself and actually, you know, post content out there. And hopefully my little community and everything can grow up bigger, and hopefully these podcasts, you know, get better, where it doesn't seem like I'm bullshitting all the way through, so that I can, like, genuinely sit here and have, like, a good topic to talk about, something that will keep the viewers and you guys, you know, interested in whatever I'm saying, and stick around for maybe 2-3 hours, and it'll just all be fine and dandy. But yeah, whenever that does happen, it will happen, and I'll be the happiest guy out there. And won't you look there? Finally hit an hour. And then, imagine the PC crashes, and then I lose all that recording. And if that does happen, I probably don't know what I'm going to do. So this is me recording this while, or before I go and, you know, click that stop button. Because I don't know if it's going to, you know, be good. Anyway, yeah. So thank you guys for, you know, sticking around here, you know. Obviously just listening to her, because I know a lot of people don't, you know, listen to my stuff because they're trying to get something out of it. They're just, you know, leaving it on in the background. So yeah, if you're doing that, thank you for leaving it out in the background, and thank you for sticking around. And I will tell you, my podcast will hopefully increase in, you know, quality and be way more better and bearable, so that I'm not cringy and it doesn't sound like I'm recording off of, you know, my air condition. And yeah, hopefully my aim works out and, you know, dreams do come true, hopefully. And yeah, so I hope you guys have a good day. You stay safe out there and accomplish whatever you set out to do. And yeah, peace. Yeah, thank you guys for sticking around. Thank you. And I'm recording this segment just in case we do not reach 1 hour, because I'm just going to leave a blank space recording on starting now so that we get to an hour. So yeah, if this doesn't reach an hour, this is probably what you're going to be hearing. But if we do, you won't be hearing it. But if you are, I'm just trying to get the thing to an hour so I can feel better about myself. Feed into my, you know, self-insecurity.